Some of you might know this by heart because this has been our verse for the whole session. Colossians 2, let's read it. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, I can't ever read that anymore without, that's a personal taking, your Lord. You must continue to follow him. We talked about that last week. Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught. And you will overflow with thankfulness. We're going to continue this discussion on rooting. We're going to pick up, just kind of piggyback on last week. I'm still chewing on so many of the nuggets last week. Some teachings God gives me are just special. And I've just thought about last week and gone back and with my kids and just thought, God, that was just, man, you're so cool. You're so cool. Your word is so good to us. As we're doing our part, as we're rooting this resolve in our kids and in turn rooting it in ourselves, those roots are going down deep. They are doing something. The word that you are speaking over your kid, it is not just words. Again, which is why I love this Bring Your Bible to School Day. Because if we believe that in the beginning was the word, it was the word, he is the word. Do you understand what when your child brings that to school and puts that on your on their desk, do you know what is inhabiting that room? Jesus. If we could just look into the spiritual, what happens? That's why I tell you, every time my kids walk through the doors of their public school, I believe every demon in hell says, not the Chamblee kids. The secular places your children go, if you could see what's happening in the spiritual realm, oh, it makes me so happy. The Bible is the infallible word of God, and you speaking it, VeggieTales speaking it, do you know what's in the Bible speaking it? Group One Crew singing it, it's doing something. It is doing something. It is not just words. Like Brooke said, your opinion will change with whatever the circumstances or the time or the seasons are. But God's word does not change. And as you speak that, it's doing something. My new favorite word, my new favorite definition is ingrained. It is my new favorite word. Ingrained. Remember last week we talked about this. Forming a part of the essence or inmost being. Difficult to change. Moms, as you speak the word over your kids, as your kids see the word, as they listen to the word, I believe it is forming a part of who they are, and it's going to be difficult to change them. It's doing something. The word, Hebrews 11, oh, chills. The word of God, it's living, it's active, it's sharper, it's exposing, it's going down. It is doing something. So it is not just words. Do not let the devil tell you, you're saying, do everything without arguing and complaining again. That is the word of the Almighty God. Do you know how many times I say that over my 8-year-old? Lord, love him. I mean, he just rolls his eyes, but I don't care because that is God's word that I'm speaking over. And at some point, he is going to do everything without arguing and complaining because God's word is going to ingrain itself into John Williams' very essence. And when he has children and they're complaining and arguing, oh, payback. No, he's going to be able to teach them. I have put myself in a discipleship group. The Holy Spirit has put me in this discipleship group. And I say that because I am very protective of my yeses. Because let me tell you something. Can I just say something that's not fluffy and sweet and sugar-coated? Mamas are worn out because they're saying yes to a whole lot of stuff that they shouldn't be saying yes to. Jesus, when he was in the temple, when his parents couldn't find him, Joseph and Mary, what did he tell them? I have to be about my Father's business. Was Jesus tired when he ministered? Absolutely. Was he weary? And where did he go to find his strength from? He would go away with his Father. But he wasn't tired and he wasn't strung out when he had to do ministry because he was about his Father's business. Mom, Some of your yeses are not you being about your Father's business. And you wonder why you're so tired. Check your yeses, even your good yeses. This was a discipleship group that one of my mentors invited me to. It's a great thing, but let me tell you something. If God didn't want me to do it, I wasn't going to do it. Because I got to be about my Father's business, because I only have so much time. And the first fruits of my time are going to Todd and my children. And then the rest, a lot of it, is going to you guys. So if this discipleship group was going to take away from any of those things that I feel like are my best yeses right now, I was going to say no. You got to be about your Father's business. And moms, that means saying no sometimes. Everybody say it with me. No. Ready? One, two, three. No. PTA president? No. Room mom? No. Fall festival president? No, no, no. Now look, sometimes you got to say yes, but be about your Father's business. God, is this yes going to make me be about my Father's business? So listen, I put myself in this group. I said yes. It's a very vulnerable group. Let me just expose a little bit more of myself. I'm not a crier. When people cry, you might see me well up. Like I'm like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh. Because my name is Joy. And I love Disney and Chick-fil-A. And I love Happy, and I love, oh. And so when people cry, I'm like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh. And in ministry, I have people cry. And you know what's happened is now I cry. And now I'm in this discipleship group, and it's all about authenticity and vulnerability. So I'm crying every Wednesday. I'm like, really? Oh, I don't do crying well, but God's like, yes, because I'm taking that out of you. So I'm in this group, and the first part of this group is you're sharing your stories. You're sharpening one another, but you have to tell your story. And we've had 6 stories so far of, you know, who you are, how you got to who, how you became who you are. And I'm one of them. I've already shared my story. And can I just tell you that in this series of these 6 stories, there is one commonality. And the commonality is that these stories, the mothers did their best with what they had and what they could do, but they did not root their children in the Word. Several of these stories had mothers who never prayed with them. Never gave them a scripture. Out of 6 stories, mine being one of them, and I had an amazing mother. But even my own mother, I don't ever remember her opening the Bible, speaking the word over me. All of us had this common thread, and it just, and they were mothers who were trying to do the best out of their own brokenness. Moms, God just rose something up in me. Can I challenge everyone in this room and listening by podcast that in 25 years, our sons and our daughters will not be sitting around a table and say, I never heard my mother pray. I never had the Bible opened in my room. I never had scripture prayed over me. Can we declare today that it will stop with us? We will not. I thought when I listened to those stories, it's this, all of us, mothers who never prayed out loud. I thought, God, if I can do anything through Moms with Swords and my big voice, my loud, obnoxious personality that I get on my own nerves, if I can do anything, can I change the trajectory of moms that say, I'm not going to be that mom. I am going to pray over my kids. I am going to read scripture over my kid. I'm going to open the Bible. Can we change it, moms? Can we resolve? Remember, that word means to decide firmly on a course of action. So many of you would say the same thing. Joy, I had a broken mom. So many of you, if I said raise your hands, I bet you almost every one of you would. I never had it prayed over me. I never had it spoken over me. Change it in this generation. Don't let it continue. Be the difference. We can resolve ourselves, decide on this course of action that we will root our children. We will shape our children's very essence with the Word of God. Can we resolve today? Now let's get to the teaching. That's been welling up in me. I could be done now. I just had to get that out. Whew. Okay, we're going to talk trees for a little bit. The baobab tree, the coconut palm tree, the olive tree, which we've talked a lot about, and the beautiful oak tree. These happen to have in common, these trees happen to all be the world's strongest of trees. Now let's go back to the baobab tree. Some of you probably never heard of this tree. This tree is native to the African savanna. If any of you have ever been to Africa on a safari, you have seen the baobab tree. I thought this was the tree that was in Animal Kingdom. See, everything goes back to Disney. It is! I even researched that, and it did not say it is. They call it the tree of life. I was like, oh, no. Oh, it's in the safari. Oh my gosh. Okay, somebody send me a picture. If you go to Animal Kingdom this fall break, Cassie, send me a picture of the baobab tree. So see, it's even in Disney, so it's got to be Jesus. I'm so crazy with Disney. See, I don't need a spa or a massage. Just send me to Disney. It's my husband's, you know what, and it's my heaven. I think, though, you know when you drive through Magic Kingdom and it says that, they don't have that in the California. I went to California this, we went to Disneyland. It does not have that. It is not that magical. It does not have you drive under the arch. I'm like, that is going to be in heaven. That's going to be in heaven. I just know. Oh, I love Disney. Okay, I'm off track. So sorry. Okay, so this baobab tree. Okay, listen to its bark. This bark of this tree is fire resistant. Fire resistant. It produces fruit regardless of weather conditions. Its amazing root system is said to keep it drought resistant. So basically, this tree is indestructible. All right, let's go to the coconut palm tree. All you beach people love this tree. Makes me hot. I'm already sticky and sweaty and sharky just looking at this picture. But because of the highly flexible trunk and those big wavy leaves, the violent winds, the hurricane winds, can go through and they don't uproot. These palm trees, these trunks have an amazing ability to bend but not break in hurricane force winds. Their roots go straight down. Most trees, they jut out. The coconut palm, they go straight down. One study said they even go to the, some of you smart people, science people, what are those plates in the earth, like the some of the plates? Tectonic. Oh my gosh, Amy. The roots can go down even that deep. Now that's some deep roots. And then the olive tree. I didn't even have my tea this morning. Man, I'm like, oh, so sorry, y'all. I should have had my tea. That might have calmed me down. The olive tree, they can grow in almost any condition. They thrive in intense heat, and they require little water. The olive producer, listen, has to wait up to 15 years for an abundant harvest. Do you think that there's any correlation to that fact and the fact that the Bible likens our children to olive trees? 15 years. Oh, I'm so sorry for those of you with littles. It can take a while for an abundant harvest, but it's coming. It is said that you can't kill an olive tree. New shoots are constantly breaking forth from its root system. And then the oak tree, possibly the strongest of root systems right here. Their roots grow very, very slow. And the initial root of an oak tree is called a tap root. And the tap root, in its initial stages, grows deep underground, and it's looking for a dependable water source. Its extensive root system will bring the tree its moisture and its nutrients for its whole lifetime. And listen to this. When two oak trees grow side by side and are of the same type, they can share root systems. Moms, while you can pick your kids' friends, you need to pick ones that are of the same kind so that they can do what Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. It is vital to your children to get around people that are of the same kind so that they can grow in their faith together. Isaiah 61:3 talks of the oak tree. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted. He's planted them, what? For his own glory. According to Wikipedia, root, the word root, it is the organ of a plant. The configuration of root systems serve to structurally support the plant. It supports the plant. The roots, the tree roots, they serve two vitally important functions. They gather nutrients from the soil, and they support the weight of the top growth of a tree. Now, the Bible has already told us where our root system is to come from, which is where we're going to camp out today. Colossians 2:7. Let your roots go down into him. A root system is vital to the growth and the life of a tree. And Jesus is our lifeline as believers. Let your roots go down into him. The Bible has already told us what we are to do with these little shoots, these little plants that are in our homes. Build their roots in me. Let them go down into me. Before you plant a tree, Todd and I, you know, we bought a house in February, and if we could ever sell our old house, anybody need a house? Anybody need a house? Just call my sister. She's my real estate agent. If we could ever get rid of our old house, we are going to have an architect come and on our new house do what they did at our old house. And some of you have done that. You know, they come up with a plan of where, what tree should go here, what shrub would do here, what, you know, where the plants should grow, because they see based on the shade and the soil and the, you know, the whatever of your yard, they're going to, this is what best, this is where you need to plant this tree. It is the same with your children. You, mom, have to decide where you will plant your children. It's either going to be in him or in the world. You're either going to plant them in Jesus or you're going to plant them in the world. It's that simple. You've got to decide. We talked about it last week, with God and God's way. You got to decide. That little one back there, that's a choice. And she's here, so I'm assuming that she's decided already. I'm going to plant this baby. I'm going to plant this son, this daughter. I'm going to plant them in Christ. Because this, let your roots grow down into him. Look at this word origin here. He's clear. This is where we got to plant them. This is where we got to plant ourselves. Let your roots grow down into him. Him, this origin. The origin of this word means established. This is its Greek word, and it means to walk where it is solid. Listen, giving guaranteed support, unshakable, solid footing, fully secure. Look at this Greek word. I know that I don't have any backing scripturally for this, so don't write me a letter. But do you see how close that word is to the baobab tree? Our God is so cool and so creative. I don't think it's any mistaken that it's that close, because the baobab tree is basically indestructible. It is fully secure. How cool is God? In him, he is the only guaranteed support for your children and for you and I. It's him. It is him. We are to let our roots grow down into him. We are to plant our children in him. The only guaranteed support. Experts say that to root a tree, it's going to require three basic things. To root that tree, for that tree to grow, you're going to need three basic things. You're going to need water, you're going to need oxygen, and you're going to need good soil. Now, the Bible has already told us that we are to root our children in him. And now, once we root them in him, what do we got to do? We got to do something. Our children, our plants, our tender shoots require something. They require something, and that's up to us. But what they require is simply supplements. They require us to give them supplements. And do you know what a supplement is? A supplement is something added to complete a thing or to reinforce. We got a whole lot of mamas trusting and rooting in the supplements and not the system. Let me say that again. We've got mamas rooting in the supplements. This education is going to be their root system. This youth group is going to be their root system. And Jesus says, let your roots grow down in me alone. Me alone. I am the root system. Those are supplements. They are there to complete what I've already done. They are there to reinforce what's already been done. Just like a tree needs oxygen, we have to get our kids in places where the atmosphere is Jesus. My two girls just went to an amazing, this is our home church, and they just did an amazing youth retreat. And what I love about my church, and I will say it, is our youth group, it is not fluffy. And surprise, I don't like fluffy. So I love our youth group. It is fun, and they have fun, but they go deep. And so my girls went on this retreat, and I want, that's the oxygen, the air. They got in this atmosphere where Jesus was. That is a supplement. It is a supplement to the system, to the supply of him. It's a supplement. We got to get our kids in atmospheres. We got to play VeggieTales in the car. We got to get it in them. Just like a tree needs oxygen. Our kids, we got to get them in the air. And just like a tree needs water, moms, we've got to be directing our children to the source, constantly to the living water. That living water in John 4, 13 and 14. Jesus replied, anyone who drinks the water, this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within. We've got to give them that water. That is a supplement. That water is a supplement to just reinforce the system. We're trusting in our system, not our supplements. Trusting in the system, not the supplement. And I dare say that there are going to be some supplements that God's going to want you to give your kids that are not fun. Think about Joseph back in Genesis. Joseph knew the Lord, but God allowed him to be sold by his brothers into slavery. He was a slave to Potiphar. He was accused. There are going to be some situations that your kids are going to have to be in that you've got to trust God that it is reinforcing. It is reinforcing the system. Sydney had a teacher one year, and I don't get too hung up on our biggest prayer over the summer for all of our children is their teacher. We love praying for our teacher. We love praying for our teacher. Who's the teacher going to be? And all summer we pray about that teacher because I just believe God's got a teacher that needs my kids and God's got a teacher that my kids need her or him. Well, Sydney got this teacher one year and I don't get too fired up, but I was like, I'm going to write a letter. I've never written a letter, but I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to have somebody else write it for me because I don't know how to do that, but I'm going to write a letter. She's got to get changed. She can't be in this. This teacher did not like Sydney, which Sydney, again, that's okay. She is a lot. I'm a lot. I get on my own nerves. She gets on people's nerves. I get that. I am not ignorant. I know. She's a lot. And not everybody's going to like her. My mom had my first grade teacher, Miss Regal. Miss Regal, if you're listening, I forgive you. She told my mom, nobody can be that happy all the time. So she told my mom. And my mama was not as, she wrote a letter. She probably wrote a lot of letters. But I knew this teacher didn't like Sid. I just knew it, and I just thought, okay. We got to spend this whole year known. And there was something in my spirit that God said, trust me. Trust me. You're rooting her in me. You're trusting in me. You let this atmosphere that I'm calling her to, you just trust me. And do you not know that that teacher wrote Sydney this letter at the end of the year, actually wrote it to me and Sid, and just said that her faith had been challenged by this fifth grader and that she was going to put herself back in church. I was wanting to get out of that. I was wanting to take my kid out of that atmosphere. Moms, it ain't always a rescue mission. We're always wanting to rescue. Oh, no, you can't be a part of that. Oh, no, I don't want you exposed. God says, sometimes, do you trust your system? Do you trust your system? But we always want to do a rescue mission, a covert operation. I'm going to swoop in. I'm going to take them out of this. How many people in the Bible had bad circumstances? Sometimes the supplements that God's going to use to reinforce what you're putting in are not going to be fun. And sometimes God is going to ask you to write a letter. And sometimes he's going to call you to action to do something about it. But probably more than not, let me tell you, God's just going to say, will you just intercede? Will you just pray? There are some friendships going on in my middle schooler that she's trying to swear and convince me that she is making a difference. Oh, he's going to go to church now, Mom. He's not cussing anymore at all. And I'm like, and so I'm just having to trust God, like, Lord, do I need to step in and kind of, sometimes God's just saying, trust in your system. Trust in me. Do not put your trust in the supplements. Trust me. I'm going to use the supplements. As you look at trees, these trees that we talked about, all of these trees have some of the most beautiful leaves. I mean, you love some of their leaves. All of them but one produce beautiful fruit. You look at this fruit and these leaves and you marvel and you go, oh, wow, Listen, it is a direct result of their root system. The fruit bearing in your children's lives is nothing you have done, Mom. It's nothing that we can take any credit for. When I see that video of Sydney and Lexi, it ain't anything I've done. All I've done is done my part to root her in Him. The fruit is for His glory, an oak of righteousness. That's what God has called our children to be, oaks of righteousness. What does it say? For His glory. The fruit is for His glory. It is a direct result of a healthy root system. And Mom, that is where we come in. We've got to root them in Him. And be patient in the fruit bearing. Be patient. Sometimes God is going to give you just a little blueberry, a little glimpse, and praise Him. If you've been telling that toddler, do not hit your sister, and they continue to hit their sister, the one time out of the 5 weeks that they don't repay evil for evil and they walk away, praise God, that is fruit. That's fruit. Don't get discouraged because at three years old, they haven't mastered not hitting. Don't get discouraged. Keep praying. Keep rooting them. Keep adding supplements. Just do something. Trust in your root system. And listen, I know I've heard from some of you. Some of you are, I love it. You're taking what God's teaching through me up here, and you are so literal. You're like, okay, I'm going to pray. We're gonna hold hands and you're gonna pray and you're gonna like it. We're gonna do devotion for 30 minutes, you're gonna like it. Listen, God can do so much with a little. I know you got no time. I got no time. But God is in the business of making something out of a little. 5 loaves and 2 fish. And He fed a multitude, and there was much after. Moms, whatever supplement, listen, your supplements are going to look different than your friend's supplements. Don't judge your supplements. Some of you are going to be a part of something. Some of your kids are going to be friends. Listen, my high schooler, there is a particular situation going on, and a lot of people are shunning this one person because of her choices, and I am telling my Sid, you run to her. You run to her. You love her. But now some parents, that the Lord might be telling them, you stay away. You got to know your kid. You got to know your tree. A good gardener knows their tree. And this supplement might not be good for your child's. It might not be a good supplement. That's why we got a lot of supplements. This youth group, this is a supplement for my kids. It might not be a youth group. It might not be a supplement for your kids. Don't judge your supplements. That's hard to say. Everybody's got their own supplement, and God is going to use all of those supplements to continue to root. It's all for His glory. It's all for the fruit production. He is enough. He is enough. Revelations 22, verse 16. He is our root system. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. Listen, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. He is the system, people. Romans 11, 17, 18. Remember, let your roots grow into Him. Romans 11, now if some of the branches have been broken off and you, a wild olive branch, have been grafted in their place to share the rich root of the olive tree, do not boast about being better than the other branches. Remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. The root does the job, moms. He is who we root our kids in. He is who we root ourselves in, and their fruit is a direct result of their root system, like the baobab tree, whose bark is fire resistant, and it produces regardless of weather conditions. If we do our job, not rooting them in the supplements, but rooting them in Jesus, Jeremiah 17, verse 8 is their reality. They are like trees planted along a riverbank. with roots that reach deep into the water. Yes, such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing in Jesus' name. When he is our root system, like the coconut palm tree whose flexible leaves will bend and sway through hurricane force winds, this is their reality. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. He is the system, because guess what? Mountains are going to move in your kids' lives. Harsh winds are going to come in your kids' lives. They're going to get looked over. They're going to get picked last. They're going to get made fun of. They're going to have heartbreak. It's coming. But if this is their root system, if this is where their root system is, unlike the taproot that goes looking for the dependable water source, they will not go looking because it's constantly supplying them what they need in Jesus' name. It is constantly giving them what they need. When the bad influences come, when the heartbreak comes, when the loss comes, when they get picked last, and you have to keep your mouth shut and not say a word, that root system is going to sustain them. Some of you sitting out here have had suffering like no other. Some of you have had hurricane force winds come and rip you to the core, but you could stand and say, because of my root system, I made it through. Because my roots grow in him, I was able to face that miscarriage. We've had loss of children in this room. Loss of husbands, husbands walking through sickness. Some of you are walking through very, very hard valleys. But your root system will not fail you, Mom. Your root system, when you root yourself in him, he will not fail you. Do you know that to be true? Because if you do not know that to be true, then you cannot tell your children it is true. You have to believe it for yourself. Let your roots grow down into him. And when they see you walking through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil because they see the Lord, their God, is with you and with them. I want to show you a picture that encompasses this whole teaching. I was so excited when I found this picture, and I know it doesn't look like much, but when I tell you what it is, you're probably not going to be as excited as I hope you are, but it just, oh, I love this picture. Look at this picture. Do you know what this picture is? This is a coconut palm tree root ball after one of the worst tsunamis in history has come through. There's not a branch, there's not a leaf, but there's a root system. There's nothing to show, but there's a root system. Moms, when the storms of life, listen, I've faced miscarriages, I have lost both of my parents, and this is how I have felt after both of those. And some of you, I don't dare, y'all have incurred much greater loss than I. But even with me, this is how I have felt through all those seasons. But let me tell you, this was remaining. I had nothing. I had nothing to give. I had nothing to show for it, but I had a system. Because I had a God that I had rooted myself in, that I am daily rooting myself in. So when those storms came, this was left. Some of you today feel like this coconut palm root ball. You say, Joy, I am broken. I am empty. I am in the worst tsunami of my life. How's your root system? How is your root system? I'm not asking you how your church service was, or how that Bethmore Bible study was, or how the latest Moms with Swords teaching was. I'm not asking you about that. I'm asking you, how's your root system? Because if he is your root system, this will be you. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Listen to me, Mom. You're going to make it. For his glory, I want everybody to stand up, and I want our prayer team to go to the back. If this is you today, we're not talking about kids now. We moved on. God said, no, we're talking about you now. If this is you right now, today, you have come in here and you feel like a coconut palm tree and a tsunami has just come through, I want you to go pray with somebody. And I want you to go home and I want you to check your root system. I want you to remind yourself, let my roots grow in him. I need these supplements. Yes, I need these supplements, but I need Jesus the most. I need his word the most. I don't need what somebody tells me. I don't need what Joy tells me. I don't need what Beth Moore tells me. I need, what does Jesus say? He is the system. And he is the one that holds you on close, holds you down when these forceful winds are going to come. If this is you today, I want you to go pray. Maybe you have a friend that's walking through something like this. You will never run dry as your roots are growing into him. Never, no, never. Because he is constantly going to supply even through the worst of times. So I'm going to pray, and then I want you to go. But if you need prayer, and if you don't need prayer, you know the drill. Just sit there quietly and pray for somebody. Because every one of us probably knows somebody that this is their life right now. Amen? We all know somebody. I can name 5 people right now, just not even thinking. This is their life right now. It's hard. It's hard. And you can't pour into your kids if you are not rooted and grounded. You cannot do what I just have told you for the last 30 minutes to do. If this is not your system, you can't do it. You must be rooted in him. I'm going to pray, and then if you need prayer, if you know somebody that needs prayer, please take advantage of our prayer team, people that are back there at the back. Please, don't let the moment go. I tell you every week, this is the most important part of our time together. Jesus, you know the mamas in this room or the moms listening by podcast that need to check their root system. You know the moms in this room, God, that feel like these coconut palm root balls. They have had hurricane force winds. They have had tsunamis come. And there is nothing left, only their root system. God, they're weak. God, they need some strength, God. They need some people to come around them. Their roots are strong, but they in of themselves are not strong. God, they need to be reminded of whose they are and who their root system is. God, would you do that today in these next few moments? For these mamas that are hurting, God. For these mamas that are walking through something, Lord. And I know there are some in here that are, by the sound of my voice, I know there are several that feel like this. God, would you minister? Would you remind them that they will never run dry, that you are the continual source. You are the living water, that even in this dry, parched, weary place, you will fill them. Would you do that now in Jesus' name? In Jesus' name, amen. You go if you need.